I can remember, when I was much younger, waiting for the first strawberries to come in the summer, hoping it would be June, but sometimes it was July. And then in the autumn, you waited for the French Golden Delicious to appear, and sometime for the Jaffa oranges. Nowadays, of course, if they haven't got Golden Delicious when we go to the supermarket, we get cross, and we expect strawberries, even if they haven't got any taste, all year round. And it's right that we should be giving thanks for our harvest, and it's good that this is mostly, not all, mostly, the harvest that we grow in this country. There used to be a time when harvest was, I suppose, much more important, because if you didn't gather in enough, you didn't survive the winter. The cattle had to be killed because there wasn't enough fodder to keep them all alive, and sometimes they were so weak that they had to be carried out to the fields in the spring when the grass started to grow again. Nowadays, we don't worry so much about the seasons. We may have to pay a bit more for our carrots. These wonderful homegrown, George, are they yours?
No.
Oh, they're yours.
Well, stands.
Give him our congratulations. we still expect to be able to get this wide range of things. But we know that other countries are still very much on the breadline. It's not just sub-Saharan Africa either. In Australia, they have this dreadful drought that's gone on for years, which is affecting their crops and their food for their animals. Japan has had a dreadful year of storms and earthquake, all sorts of problems, and all of those interrupt the harvest, not just the war in Sudan, which stops crops being planted. So as we give thanks for our harvest, it's right to pray for a fairer world and to help others to grow their own food. But we live in a very complex society. I decided some time ago that I don't need my asparagus flown in from Peru. But then I think, what happens to the asparagus farmers in Peru if I don't sometimes buy their asparagus? And although we have fair trade roses grown in Kenya, and that's providing income for local people, but at the same time, it's not using the land to grow food for the local people. So sometimes it pushes the costs of local food up. It's a very complex situation with knock-on effects around the world. Spurgeon tells the story of going to visit a lady who was dying. And he said, "How are you managing?" And she said, "Well, I've been greatly sustained by this," and showed him an article cut from a newspaper. This was an American newspaper. He was in London. But in fact, the woman had received it in a parcel, wrapped around a parcel from Australia. So it's not just today that things are going, and would that the word of God would travel as well as we could. We do need to do what we can to help. Some of you may know Tony was a great climate change skeptic, and I think he would now be much more certain that whatever we are doing is not helping the world's climates. If we don't get water where it's needed in Australia, the land becomes dust and desert. If we cast away our plastics, they're going to end up in the oceans. They're going to affect the sea life. They're going to affect water. And of course, we're eating them as well in various ways. We need to recycle. We need to reduce the use of our plastic. And we need to pray and support those who actively help a fairer and a better world. The Leprosy Mission and BMS and Tear Fund all now spend a lot of their effort and time giving very small-scale loans to people who need help. The Leprosy Mission has 100% record of these small-scale loans being repaid. And when I was there, they told me about one man. When someone leaves the mission because they are healed, they are given something to help them set up an income and provide for themselves. And very often and very popular, it is goats. So you get given 4 goats. And this particular man had been given his goats, and the social worker went to see him a year later. And this man had been able to provide milk from the goats for his neighbourhood, set up a very prosperous business, built a stone house, not a big house, but a house for himself and one for his family. And when the social worker knocked on the door opened and 26 goats came out. but you can see what can be done with comparatively small amount of effort. And just getting the money directed to the right place and the right people, and hopefully bypassing some of those world leaders where it disappears altogether. Above all, we as Christians are concerned that by our witness we show the love of God and the care of his creation. All these things would not have grown, whether they're tins or whether they're fresh, without water and without light. And Jesus, of course, is the living water that transforms what can be done. I think these are very good apples. Are they yours, Barbara? Yes, these. Very good, because lots of the apples this year have been very tiny because they haven't got the water at the right time. Damsons seem to be all right, don't they? and the plums that I've seen have been good as well. But without water, things don't grow. I think the barley of the field that I go past in Easton on the Hill, the ears were so small that they've cut the straw and they're using it as animal fodder rather than selling it to the market for human consumption. Without water, nothing lives. Without light, if all this were in dark, we wouldn't see, certainly wouldn't see the colours, we probably wouldn't see any results at all. I know my brother once tried to grow those mushrooms that you could buy, and you packs and you grow them under the stairs. Nothing grew, even though it was supposed to. Complete failure. Everything depends on light and on water. And in the same way, we as Christians depend on Jesus as the light of the world to bring hope to his world. That one day these wrongs that we can see so much will be put right. And the water of life that transforms the individual and gives them the ability to serve and bring about a better society. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we want to pray today for those areas where there is a real concern about climate. We pray for Australia and the problems there. We pray for America, for the fires in California, which have devastated some of the orchards, for the storms that is approaching South Carolina, bringing salt water into fertile land. And drowning so many things. And Father, we pray for the Philippines and for South Asia as well, as these typhoons tear across and threaten not just fields and harvests, but homes and lives as well. Pray, Father, for a greater understanding of weather patterns and of why these things occur, for a greater ability to be able to change or control them, even if that means each individual giving up what they really want to do with their lives. And Father, we pray too that you will guide scientists who are seeking to increase the yield of crops. Agriculturalists, we pray for farmers in our own country because we know this has been a difficult season for them. And we pray that they may be able to see a way ahead. We pray for the concerns that they have for fodder for the winter, for their cattle, and also for their concerns and uncertainty about Brexit. Father, we pray for great wisdom for our leaders and for those involved in research, that they may know what is best to be done. And Father, we would pray for those we love. We pray for Andy, that you will bless him and heal him and restore him to full use of all his limbs, and that he may quickly be restored to normal. Pray, Father, for ourselves, that we may be diligent in how we spend our lives and how we witness and talk about your things to people around us. Amen. It's all too easy when people say to you tomorrow, what did you do yesterday? You go and say, oh, we went to church and it was harvest and it was lovely, without going on to say things like, don't we have a lot to thank God for, to initiate the conversation. It's that thing that talking Jesus told us a bit. We need to plan sometimes and plan ahead. I know that that made me think, because I thought if people asked me what was the most difficult time in my life, I would probably say they would expect me to talk about Tony's death. Actually, the 6 months before were much more difficult because he knew he was declining. And we also lost 5 other members of the family as well. So it was a difficult time, but Jesus sustained and helped us through.
You have poured out your blessing into my life and your grace to make me free. You have given your peace where once there was strife. You bring a harvest of love in me. May
not the right key, but never mind.